Are you ready for an epic adventure? I'm your host, Steve Kellums, and welcome to the Epic Adventure Podcast. Welcome to You Heard It Here Last. We're going to start this week off with some sobering news about the TTRPG industry. According to ICV2, the tabletop gaming industry had a tough year in 2023 with only a 1% growth, which is less than the rate of inflation, and only collectibles and miniature categories were up, while all other categories were in the decline. D&D specifically took a 30% hit. And before you start yelling, "But Steve, there was growth last year," based on previous year's growth of between 10 to 30%, this foreshadows a very difficult year ahead in 2024. Mike, what do you make of these numbers, and should we be concerned?
Well, it depends on whether or not you're a vendor or not. Like, you know, are you selling things in the TTRPG space, I suppose? But I don't know. You and I noticed this, right? The year was maybe half over. We're standing at Origins, and Origins attendance was down. Still recovering from COVID, I assume. But there were still a decent number of people, and despite the location of our booth, there was still a decent amount of traffic. But one of the first things that you and I noticed was nobody was buying. And I really think, like, it almost doesn't matter what the quote-unquote actual state of the economy is. The perception of the economy is that the economy sucks. At least definitely was true mid-last year. I think based upon that perception, people just weren't buying. And I think that's really where, when I saw this, you know, this sort of statistic or whatever, I kind of wasn't surprised.
The numbers are interesting to me with such a big drop from D&D, but when you look at the overall growth, are we sure we're not spreading that out into smaller markets instead of lumping it into one? Or are we truly looking at that perception that the market's down and people aren't buying?
I think it's both, to be honest with you. I think absolutely D&D has taken a hit, and you know, there are still plenty of people playing D&D, but in the world of public perception, as bad as we think the economy is, we actually think worse of Hasbro, right?
Right.
So I honestly think in both cases, it doesn't matter what the truth is. The perception is, you know, D&D has peaked. It's in the hands of a fairly inept caretaker. People aren't going to spend more money than they have to because we're worried about, you know, the economic future. And so I'm pretty sure that's exactly what the story was last year. None of this surprises me. Does that mean this is going to be a problem for this year? I don't know. It's going to be hard to tell. I think the health of the economy is going to continue to be like kind of a hot button topic. It's an election year. What can I say? Regardless of, again, what the various economic indicators say, what matters is what people believe. And I don't think people have a super rosy outlook on the economy. You know, I know I talk about AI stuff too much, but a lot of the folks out there, particularly those folks in like the technical world, you know, we're focused on what ultimately is this giant change coming in our society and how it's going to impact jobs, et cetera. I got to be honest with you, I'm spending a lot less this year because I don't know what the future holds. So regardless of what I might think about the economy, and I have mixed feelings about it, regardless of what I may think about the economy, I'm looking at the next 5 years as being this like sea change in basically human economics, like something that we haven't seen in 100 or even 1,000 years. And I'm going to be spending less.
The article went on to list the top 10 role-playing games sold last year. And I saw some interesting things on there that I did want to bring up. While we can spend a lot of time looking at doom and gloom in this article, I thought it was really fun to see Cyberpunk Red up there at the third spot behind Dungeons & Dragons and then Pathfinder. Cyberpunk Red is right there at the third spot. Call of Cthulhu at 9. I think it's always tended to be around the lower part of that top 10. And I know we're a huge fan of Call of Cthulhu. And then a new favorite one of mine, Pirate Borg, broke into the top 10. I thought those were all really interesting to see.
Yeah, I love the fact that, you know, I'm a huge Cyberpunk fan. I think I've only become more of a Cyberpunk fan in the last like decade. I was so super happy to see them where they were. That just kind of made my heart, you know, skip a beat because It's a wonderful IP. It's a wonderful game. And I love the fact that people are sort of attaching to it in the way they are.
Next, we'll move on from that kind of sad news and talk about something that I think is pretty exciting. We have news on the Fallout front. We're recording this episode pretty much the day after the Amazon Fallout TV show dropped and first aired. And I can say, having sat down and binged that show, which I don't binge shows, I binged that one. It was good. I was very impressed by it. And as you probably heard on the last time you and I talked about this, I didn't have a lot of high hopes for it. And they blew me away. I think they did a fantastic job with this. Now, you haven't seen it yet, have you?
Oh, no spoilers. Please, no spoilers. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I think I saw one of the first teaser trailers. And the first thing that hit me when I saw that teaser trailer was, yeah, they're catering to people who love Fallout. Are they making a show that the non-gamer, the non-Fallout fan is going to A, understand, B, enjoy? Are they going to be creating stories that are very specific to that world? Are they going to be creating stories that like leave pretty much everybody but the most dedicated Fallout fan asking, you know, why did I watch this? What was this about? This makes no sense. And when we saw the first main trailer, I remember watching it with my wife, and, you know, my wife understands Fallout. She's played a little bit of Fallout. She was in our first, you know, Fallout 2D20 tabletop role-playing game. So she knows a little bit about the world. When she saw that trailer, she was like, oh hell, that might actually be pretty good. And so I am so glad to hear the good reviews coming in.
Well, and no spoilers, of course, but they did a fantastic job of creating brand new stories that felt like they came right out of the video game. They just hit all of the great notes. And as you said last time, looking for that comedy horror connection, just really, really did a fantastic job with that. So I'm interested to see what all of the other reviews. I'm not a big fan of reviewers, but we'll wait and see what the normal people have to say about this. That's kind of exciting to me. And I absolutely loved it. So if you haven't watched Fallout yet, go sit down, take some time, and really enjoy that. And then for Mike, I can't wait till you've seen it so we can just start going back and forth about all the little things.
Yep, it's happening this weekend.
Well, there you have it. Everything we've got at You Heard It Here Last. Tune in a couple of weeks for more news that you've already heard. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Reach out and connect with us by going to oddfishgames.com. And don't forget, have an epic adventure.